Sentry man, very honest, pious man. He has a garden. Now, he, you know, the walnut,
yeah.
He has some, about 20 mans of it. He wants to sell it. But the man, being pious, he did not want himself to go to bazaar and to sell it. So he deputed another man. He was also very honest. He told him, you take it to bazaar and sell it and bring money. He said, how much shall I sell it? He said, 10 rupees a month, you know, of that time price. Nowadays it's shorter, 10 rupees a month. So he went to bazaar and found that there are of similar things, 15 rupees. Easily everyone will buy it. Now he said, 10 rupees. He said, if I sell it 10 rupees, this is 5 rupee loss to you. 5 rupee loss. He did not sell it. And he came to him and said, the price is 15 rupees. And if I sell yours for 10 rupees, it becomes 5 rupee loss to you, which my conscience says no. I don't want being lost to you. He said, no, what I said, it should be done. So he never sold it. It became like that, you know. There are very rare person in this world thinking of God and citing the truth. Very rare person. It could be 2 or 3 in 1,000. I myself was a businessman in Bombay, running shop. People would ask, this ginger bottle you sell it, whether it is fresh or not. I would say it is fresh. Today came or it was yesterday. Whereas it could be of 10 days back. Because twice a week, the cartload would come of this Rogers company, Duke company, and we would get our stock and keep it there. Other customer would not ask. Seldom a customer would ask whether this stock is fresh. Immediately the answer is yes. Because, you know, this is the tendency. And if you not sell, you can't sell it. Huh? What?
There's an Indian businessman in Jaipur. He told me, his father told him, if you cook in a wooden pot, then you can only cook in it once. But if you cook in a steel pot, you can cook many times. And what he meant by that was, if you rip people off by cheating, as many businessmen do, you don't get the business coming back. But if you do a good trade the first time around, you get people coming back. I used to sell cheese. I would tell people when the cheese was off, because otherwise they would never come back again, you know.
But who isn't a businessman? Most people in the world are. No matter whether you're a doctor or a businessman, you're selling a service.
Well, even as a teacher, in a way.
One thing should be there. In business, one thing should be there. The person should, if it is a rotten thing, danger to health, you know, and if he knowingly, he says it, it is a criminal in the God's eyes. And he will be punished. It is very bad. It is poisonous thing, bad thing, you sell it for the sake of money. You should not. But a little here or there, it is forgiven. Suppose this I buy. This I buy for 12 rupees. You know, this I buy for 12 rupees. Mm-hmm. Now, there is legitimate margin of how much profit should be added to this and sell it. Now, I bought it 12 rupees. If I sell it for 22 rupees or 24 rupees, this is bad side. Because I charge profit too much. The salary is too much. Like
maybe
that,
you take a big risk. Maybe you go to America and you do not know the price of these things in America. So you have to charge for all sorts of things, like the risk you're involved. You know? You're a businessman.
We say of India, I say of India. I know this is 12 rupees I cost.
You know,
it cost me. I know this is 12 rupees I cost. I bought it and now I sell it. If I sell it for 24 rupees or 22 rupees, this is too much profit on this. 100% profit. So this is not good. Marginal profit is needed, you know, because this shop has rent, servants, myself, my family, all dependent on this job. If I not earn at least 2,000 rupees a month, I will not be able to run the house and the shop and this. Marginal profit, good. Mm. And Baba also will not object, you know. But when it becomes too much, then it is not good. When it is a rotten thing, I sell it. Or I sell it in cheating way. Mm. That these all things not good, you know. Suppose this is pure milk. Now the price of pure milk in Bombay, 8 rupees.
Mm.
Pure milk, very good, 8 rupees. Tata milk, 8 rupees. Here, we pay 3 rupees 50 paisa or 4 rupees. It's half the price. Now, what the milkman does, he pours water. You know, he pours water.
What, here?
Yes, everywhere. In Ambanagar, everywhere. Now, some man pours little water.
Mm.
Means 1 liter to 5 liter.
Mm.
1 liter 5 water in 5 liter milk. It is makes no difference. You know, make no difference. It is so all milk. But I say, what I say, instead of pouring water, you increase the price.
I can't do it.
You don't say. You don't say. You bring pure milk to them, pure milk. And say, see, my milk is pure. I charge you 6 rupees. The other charge you 4 rupees. But I did not pour water. If you have that daring of honesty, God or Mer Baba will see that all your milk go happily and they will pay 6 rupees.
Mm.
Things like that. It happened one day to me, here. Our milkman brought milk to us. And at the same time, it was a can of 5 liters. He poured 1 liter water on it here. How much water he poured in his house, God knows, Baba knows. I don't know. But 1 liter he poured water, our water, Baba water, God's water in the milk. I told him, what you are doing? To whom you are going to sell? He said, Mayur Hotel. Mayur Hotel is famous within Ahmadnagar. I said, why you pour water? Can't you ask more price for it? Or can't you do it without pouring water? He said, he gives us, you know, this price, thing like that. This is lame excuse. Every is honest. No one drop of water. The price is this much. Finish. Now see the Perry company, Parle company, they are good sweet and biscuit company. When the cost of the material, sugar, wheat and other things, goes up, they increase the price. They not make the quality down.
Mm.
Quality should be intact. You increase the price. Take the money more, like this.
For this what happened with Alan, the milkman there, denied that he put water in the milk, and he found a little fish in it.
Wow.
And he said, and the milkman tried to deny it was a fish.
Because it was this lake water.
Right.
Well, in Victorian times in England, they would beat up snails in water, and it looked a little bit like milk, and then they would dilute the milk with that. Well, enough.
To do absolute honesty in business, it is very difficult and very next to impossible nowadays, I should say. But it is not impossible at all, because the other side, God will help them. Suppose a man comes, all right, what is this? My milk is without water, 6 rupees. Others sell it 4 rupees, a liter. My milk is without water, 6 rupees. So, say, no less, no, not less. Not there are water inside. You can pour water in your house, any quantity you want. Mm. But I did not pour water inside. So, there are men, which Baba will send them, I mean customer. They will buy it and take it to their house and they will be happy. But the tendency is that they have not that belief or that faith in God, that God is handling our food and these things. They say, if I sell 6 rupees, if I sell 6 rupees, no one will buy it, so I have to starve.
So they manipulate, they start manipulating them.
Ah, yeah. This is the thing like
that. So you ask Ivana about her business.
Yeah.